שלום, אנחנו בשיעור הכנה לכנס
We're reading chosen excerpts for the desert convention connecting to the central point. Lesson number 2, love covers all transgressions. You can ask questions live. Again, lesson number 2, love covers all transgressions.
ושוב אנחנו צריכים לדבר על
And once again we have to talk about creation existence out of absence something that did not exist before and then it came to be what does it mean that it wasn't there before the upper light used to fill all of reality until darkness started to be revealed, a black point, the egoistic will to receive that started to grow. That is the beginning of creation, other than the Creator. Therefore, we can talk only about those two, how opposed are light and darkness. How they have exactly the same intensity. One cannot be greater than the other. And if we feel more light or more darkness, it's only in order to grow in us, to create in us feelings, sensitivity to one and the other, and one cannot be without the other. One comes and declares about the other. That's how we, the creatures, can reveal the light only from the darkness. Therefore, love covers all transgressions. It means that first there has to be a revelation of the darkness, crimes, the opposite qualities compared to the Creator. And when we don't understand them or we understand them, we don't feel, we feel them, we agree with them, various ways to relate to them, but we study this darkness, and after studying it well, and we see how much we don't want to live in it, but it's not enough. We understand that we cannot be without it. We don't want to just escape the darkness, rather we want to work with it in a healthy manner, conscious that of the fact that only in the connection between them we can evaluate the Creator relative to the creature and the creature relative to the Creator. Hence, we understand that first we have to be in the feeling of darkness, and then in wanting the light, meaning we wish to come out of the darkness, we don't understand, we do understand what is it exactly, until we come to a state where the light appears, and specifically in the qualities of the light, we see the darkness. We see this is how we evolved in our reality. First, the ego was controlling us. We see it through our history of thousands of years, still vegetative, animate. Many years they have evolved, and then finally the speaking degree, and then that evolves for many years in its ego until it starts to see just how much it suffers from that ego, and that recognition of the evil is now coming to all of humanity gradually. We just need to bring a little bit of understanding, shed some light under this awareness, to know exactly what is happening, what is the light, what is the darkness. We too, when we come to the wisdom of Kabbalah, we don't want to hear about love, connection, light. These are its qualities, actually. On the contrary, they reject one another. They reject it. We deride it. We disregard it. We just listen reluctantly because we have no other choice. And typically, people who are more egoistic than usual come to the wisdom of Kabbalah. So, after many, many years of development, we start to somehow, with the help of the reforming light that shines to us as a surrounding light, we begin to attain the good that exists in the connection. And all of it is not because of our efforts, but because of the light that shines. And in this way, we come to a state of love covers all transgressions, since without transgressions, you cannot come to love. And love is revealed only when it covers the transgressions. So specifically, the covering of the transgressions bring us love. And this quality of love is the quality of the upper world, of the upper force, the Creator. It's not love that we know in this world. Love that is inside the ego. Rather, above it, despite it, the ego. When we rise above ourselves, rejecting the quality of the ego, our desire, our nature, and specifically in this rejection called restriction, screen, we bring the reflected light, and in this way we come to the quality of love, which comes entirely from him and moves outwardly towards the other. And no other qualities of ours are included except in order to build above them the quality of love. This is the meaning of love covers all transgressions. Let's hope that we all get there. We start to build in this quality, this covering, this blanket, that all transgressions will be covered by love. It will be as a sukkah, as a tabernacle, as a house, as a roof above these things, and in this way we'll come to the spiritual kli. So let's go to the lesson number 2 from the Desert Congress. Love covers all transgressions.
Excerpt number 1, Zohar for All, Tetzaveh, item 86. There is no light except for that which comes out of that darkness. This is so because when that side surrenders, the Creator rises above and His glory grows. Also, the work of the Creator is only out of darkness, and there is no good except from within the bad. And when one enters a bad way and leaves it, the Creator rises in His glory. Hence, the perfection of everything is good and bad together, and to later depart to the good. And there is no good except for that which comes out of the bad. And in that good, the glory of the Creator increases, and this is complete work. There is no light except for that which comes out of that darkness. This is so because when that side surrenders, the Creator rises above and His glory grows. Also, the work of the Creator is only out of darkness, and there is no good except from within the bad. And when one enters a bad way and leaves it, the Creator rises in His glory. Hence, the perfection of everything is good and bad together, and to later depart to the good. And there is no good except for that which comes out of the bad. And in that good, the glory of the Creator increases, and this is complete work.
We never let go of the darkness, of the evil. Rather, even when we get to complete love, it's built on the darkness that the Creator has made. I've created the evil inclination. This is creation. And the correction of creation is simply on top of its nature. Therefore, we need to understand, to agree, to act in this way that each time we are in the process of attaining both of these qualities together. They were created once against the other by the Creator. As light excels from darkness, but if there's no darkness, there's no light to excel from it. You see, he writes, there is no good except for that which comes out of the bad. Question, how do we keep the bad in order to discover the good? How do we keep the bad in order to discover the good?
איך שומרים על הרע כדי לגלות את הטוב? קודם כל הולכים תמיד על הטוב.
First of all, we always go for the good. Connection, to collect the friends' deficiencies, to connect them all into one place inside of us. And if the bad is revealed as a result, then that's up to the Creator.
Yeah, we don't take care of it directly. And we work on the connection in the 10, and then the true bad is revealed. Why? How? But only later we advance, but never directly.
It's not that I statically collect it in some place, but it's in moving forward. The good and the bad have to serve as two forces that allow us to keep our work of connection. And we're all like cogwheels in a system moving. Someone's to the right, someone's moving to the left, someone emits cold, someone emits heat. In short, the work is an incorporation, integration, connection.
Yeah, when we make efforts together to build a common center of bestowal, then the evil becomes harnessed, aimed at the goal. It comes to serve us instead of simply obstructing us.
It's like if I see a certain flaw in the friends, I'm not expecting for it to be corrected in the friends. I understand that the flaw is in me, and I have to rise above it and not to cancel that in the friends.
Bad is lack of connection with the Creator. That's our basic state, and we need to not put it under the rug, but see it and use it.
Yeah, it's all in the force of society. If there is such a force, we can hug the evil, rejoice in it. It's actually the lever that we can use in order to raise man to the Creator and the fuel for our prayer.
That's what a person learns on the path as he advances. There is good, there is bad. Mainly bad. How does he work with it so it doesn't disappear? It should constantly return to him, and that's what will be revealed more and more.
על ידי זה שמתייחסים לאותו רע, מה שמרחיק אותי מהחבר.
By relating to the friend that pushes me away from the friends that cause me to have incomplete faith in the Creator's ability to save us.
לא מדברים כאילו זה לא קיים, אלא ההפך, מתייחסים.
By dealing with it directly, all the time, this not covering it, you know. Sweeping it under the carpet, but this is what makes room for work, for our work.
בלי ביטול אהבה עצמית, אי אפשר להגיע לידי דבקות בהשם, שהוא עניין השתוות הצורה.
Excerpt number 2. Without an unknowing self-love, it is impossible to achieve dvekut with the Creator, meaning equivalence of form. And since it is against our nature, we need a society that will form a great force, so we can work together on annulling the will to receive, called evil, as it hinders the achievement of the goal for which man was created. For this reason, society must consist of individuals who unanimously agree that they must achieve it. Then all the individuals become one great force that can fight against itself, since everyone is integrated in everyone else. Thus, each person is founded on a great desire to achieve the goal, to be integrated in one another. And to be integrated in one another, each person should annul himself before the others. This is done by each seeing the friend's merits and not their faults. But one who thinks that he is a little higher than his friends can no longer unite with them. The purpose of creation is to reach adhesion with the Creator, meaning reach the same quality as Him, love and bestowal. In order to reach it, I need to rise from within my self-love, which is opposite to love of others, the quality of the Creator. In order to reach love of others, and by that reach equivalence, adhesion with the Creator, I, for some reason, need a society. Why do I need a society? Why can't I sit in a cave, alone, meditate? It doesn't matter what, whatever techniques. But I need a society to exit self-love and reach love of the Creator. Adhesion. The purpose of creation is adhesion. And love of others is the means. So why do I need that means? Why specifically through this means I come to adhesion? Can't I jump into adhesion and just skipping over love of others? Go ahead. Talk about it.
I need something that's outside of me toward which I work in order to reach equivalence of form, in order to turn my default, my attitude toward bestowal and reception, something that I can train on.
Can I do it? No. Why? Because is the best answer that comes to my head. With my intellect, I'm not sure I can answer it.
We study the laws of the system of nature, of reality. That there was one soul, it broke. We need to correct it. And in this work and only is it possible to reach revelation, adhesion.
That's why our love, our work in love of friends, enlivens the state that already exists to simply conceal from us.
The entire revelation comes from our connection, is revealed in our connection. So if I take that out of the equation, there can be no place for revelation. It can only clothe, the light can only...
Rav, why did the Creator invent this, or come up with this business of many separate souls that are all in, you know, colliding with one another, are in a broken state, and they need to connect between them in order to attain Him? Why specifically in this way did He do it?
Why exactly? I can't say what his thoughts were, but Bala Sulam tells us that the Creator gave us the ability to inquire ourselves by showing us the picture of our desire through the friends. And then we can investigate ourselves and so on.
It appears to be the only pure way that can be with the will to receive. For the creature to be outside the Creator, opposite from Him, but also to be able to do a certain work in order to reach equivalence with Him.
Probably this is the best way to go, and also Rabash writes that you have to believe this in faith above reason.
I don't know, like every process, every scientific experiment, every hypothesis, you need an objective point of reference, and the attitude towards the friends, towards the others, is the one thing you cannot lie to yourself about compared to how you feel towards yourself. This gap will always exist until you've attained the correction. That's the point of reference. That's the way to check where you are relative to spiritual attainment.
Let's give each other the strength to give answers from the center of the 10.
That's exactly why he shattered the desire, the common kli, so you would get two forces that are intermingled, colliding into one another, and we should learn how to arrange them one compared to the other. That we will learn this from these collisions and these struggles.
Yeah. And these parts, these pennies that we join together, they generate an answer that we can't explain in our mind. And it's a sequence of emotions that's built bit by bit in order to bring us closer to Him. That's what He has built for us. And we have to believe those.
Rav, to what extent when we attain the light, love, connection, we have to also preserve the opposite discernments to that? To what extent when we are in the attainment of connection, love, light, all those positive things seemingly, we are obliged, we are commanded to preserve the opposite qualities, discernments. And how do we do it? If light excels from the advantage of light excels from darkness and everything. How do we do it? Since if it's truly a spiritual discernment, then in the absence of darkness, light disappears, and vice versa. How to emotionally, systemically do we preserve the two together? And we are in the middle line between them.
Emotionally, I'm really inspired by what it says in Psalms about the darkness, the pain, crying, praying, and also the opposite. And you really feel how it's written out of the three lines there.
In the ten, we need to remember each time that each friend receives each time the unique package arranged for him by the Creator, and it's not simple to go through it in the ego. So give one another love. Don't fall on them, but just show the support until the wave has passed. And then when he's up, he gives support to the other friend. And in this way, the ten advances through all the states, and we simply need all the states.
It's a bit hard to say. To emotionally be impressed by contradicting states. For sure, there has to be some kind of external reminder, the environment, something that once I'm in a certain extreme, then they remind me about the other side, not in order to cancel the state, but in order to give fuel so you can work.
From the greatness of the goal, we need to use everything that's revealed between us in order to build a kli of adhesion. And typically, it's less interesting, less pleasant things that are revealed, and we have to cover those with love.
Thank God, we have a 10. And when there is an outburst of love, we bring to the friends. When there is an outburst of the left, we bring to the friends too. And also the 10 as a 10 brings it to the broader clean, the world clean. And this is the line that balances out all these emotional outbursts, outbreaks. Eventually, it doesn't remain as some kind of inner volcano. Excerpt number 7. Any overcoming in the work is called walking in the work of the Creator. Again, excerpt number 7. Any overcoming in the work is called walking in the work of the Creator, since each penny joins into a great amount. That is, all the times we overcome accumulate to a certain measure required to become a kli for the reception of the abundance. Overcoming means taking a part of a vessel of reception and adding it to the vessels of bestowal. It's like the masach screen which we must put on the aviyut. It follows that if one has no will to receive, one has nothing on which to place a masach. For this reason, when the evil inclination brings us foreign thoughts, this is the time to take these thoughts and raise them above reason. This is something one can do with everything one's soul desires. We should not say that now he has received rejection from the work. Rather, he should say that he was given thoughts and desires from above so as to have room to admit them into Kedusha. Again, Any overcoming in the work is called walking in the work of the Creator, since each penny joins into a great amount. That is, all the times we overcome accumulate to a certain measure required to become a kli for the reception of the abundance. Overcoming means taking a part of a vessel of reception and adding it to the vessels of bestowal. It's like the masach, which we must put on the oviut. It follows that if one has no will to receive, one has nothing on which to place a masach. For this reason, when the evil inclination brings us foreign thoughts, this is the time to take these thoughts and raise them above reason. This is something you can do with everything one's soul desires. He should not say that now he has received rejection from the work. Rather, he should say that he was given thoughts and desires from above so as to have room to admit them into Kedusha. Excerpt number 10. Zohar for All, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, Item 10. All the many contradictions to his uniqueness, which we taste in this world, separate us from the Creator. Yet, when exerting to keep Torah and mitzvot with love, with our soul and might, as we're commanded to bestow contentment upon our Maker, all those forces of separation do not affect us into subtracting any of the love of the Creator with all our soul, with all our souls and might. Rather, in that state, every contradiction we have overcome becomes a gate for attainment of His wisdom. This is so because there is a special quality in each contradiction, revealing a special degree in attaining Him. And those worthy ones who have been rewarded with it turn darkness into light and bitter into sweet, for all the powers of separation from the darkness of the mind and the bitterness of the body have become to them gates for attainment of sublime degrees. Thus, the darkness becomes a great light, and the bitter becomes sweet. Hence, to the extent that they previously had all the conducts of his guidance toward the forces of separation, now they have all been inverted into forces of unification and sentenced the entire world to the side of merit. Again, Item 10. All the many contradictions to his uniqueness which we taste in this world separate us from the Creator. Yet, when exerting to keep Torah and mitzvot with love, with our soul and might, as we are commanded to bestow contentment upon our Maker, all those forces of separation do not affect us into subtracting any of the love of the Creator with all our souls and might. Rather, in that state, every contradiction we have overcome becomes a gate for attainment of His wisdom. This is so because there is a special quality in each contradiction, revealing a special degree in attaining Him. And those worthy ones who have been rewarded with it turn darkness into light and bitter into sweet, for all the powers of separation from the darkness of the mind and the bitterness of the body have become to them gates for attainment of sublime degrees. Thus, the darkness becomes a great light, and the bitter becomes sweet. Hence, to the extent that they previously had all the conducts of his guidance toward the forces of separation, now they have all been inverted into forces of unification and sentenced the entire world to the side of merit.
Question. How do we turn bitter into sweet? Does it truly become sweet, or does it just seem to us? What's going on here?
Seems that our calculation is in relation to truth and false, and the bitter and sweet is something that clothes in addition, but that's the real thing.
Exactly. Question: bitter and sweet towards what? Towards the will to receive or quality of bestow? So in all those things, we need to try and add the intention to bestow, adhesion to the Creator, annulment before the friends. And through that, whatever needs to change will change.
In the end, he's supposed to be entirely sweet, to go through an entire transformation, where the entire will to receive will be in order to bestow. But on the way, we every time take a bit of it, every time on a new degree that we throw into our collective pot, raise our prayers, and thanks to it, discover a new sweetness, and again and again.
Specifically, when the state does not change and we turn the bitter to the sweet, we add the effort to turn every point that comes up in us from separation to unity, we add in this connection, even if it's above reason. Specifically from there come the true discernment of the truth of the Upper One. We have to constantly labor in that and add only connection, nothing else.
The opinion of society, the more maturely we adhere to the opinion of the Kabbalists of the Upper, that bitter and sweet are the two forces that we work with, we start tasting something in the bitter too. It's like for children. Bitter chocolate or coffee is bitter to them, but Kabbalists have a different opinion about it, that the bitter is sweet. The bitterness only emphasizes the picture itself. It's like the black contour. So you work with it.
And in order to be able to hold on to it, we have to hear about it anew every day. If we take all the workshops we've done in the last decade, I don't think there was a workshop where this topic didn't come up, how light and darkness intermingle to bring us to wholeness. And the ego has to hear about it every day anew. Otherwise, we forget, and then all the complaints come and all this other nonsense.
It's like a mother, for example, that tastes porridge, the porridge before she gives it to her baby. So she tastes and feels, what will he feel? So it's the same with us. Our taste completely changes. The bitter turns into sweet. My kli changes. I no longer feel the flavor in my will to receive, but in my vessels of bestowal, and then I can get deeper into the taste and see what's behind it.
From the Creator's side, everything is sweet. Well, from our side, as long as we work in the wrong place, it's bitter.
And if the friends brainwash me that the bitter is actually sweet because it comes from the Creator, because it advances me to Him, because it's the way to equivalence of form, then we start appreciating the bitter as something sweet.
I don't know, I still don't see any chance for the bitter to turn into a sweet. The work is always above reason, there's always a resistance for the quality of bestowal in the will to receive. Thank God, if the state was the other way around, there would be no work and it would not be called wisdom. And all of humanity would have been here.
True. This is exactly this is exactly how it is, because until we feel it in our senses, we have not yet reached the purpose of creation. We have room to work.
Specifically,
thanks to the bitter, you feel the sweet, and thanks to the sweet, the bitter, and the beauty is in the entire taste.
Person,
man was created in all lowness and evil. As it's written, man, a wild cult is born. A cult is born. So all the thoughts are used for evil doing and lowliness the whole day. And the one who is rewarded with adhesion in the creator doesn't create new vessels for him that will be worthy to receive the eternal spiritual abundance dedicated to him. Rather, those same lowly vessels that used to be evil and loathsome are inverted and become vessels of reception for all the pleasantness and eternal abundance. And moreover, a vessel whose deficiencies were great, they have now become most important, meaning the measure of the revelation is appreciated. Again, person was created in a state of evil and lowliness. As it's written, a man is a wild cult, a wild ass's cult. And all his virtues, let alone his thought, are used for evil doing all day long. And the one who's rewarded with adhesion, the creator does not create new vessels in their place that would be worthy of receiving spiritual, eternal spiritual abundance that was dedicated to him. Rather, those same lowly vessels that were used in an evil, loathsome manner are inverted and become vessels of reception for all the pleasantness and eternal abundance and gentleness. And not only that, a vessel whose deficiencies were the worst have now become the most important, meaning the degree of their revelation has become the greatest. This is from Zohar for All, portion Vayera, 453. How do we try to realize in the society this law, love covers all transgressions? Because in order to keep it as a means for attaining godliness, we have to connect. And certainly when we connect, then nothing good comes out of it. But specifically because of that, we are connecting in order to reveal the transgressions and for love to be revealed on top of all these transgressions. This is the quality of the Creator. So how do we approach this in a healthy manner, controlled manner, correct manner, like a judge whose eyes can see? How do we approach the connection in the ten in order to reveal the transgressions and build above them the quality of love? Go ahead.
No, we're not trying to blur it or anything. But also we don't deal with it directly. We're happy about the differences, about the resistance, about everything. And this is how we build the cover of love over this. Using these opposites in order to feel the beauty of the whole, of the complete.
How do we do it? We approach the work and we do it all the time. I don't know how to do it all the way. We pray for friends not to fall because I cannot watch over myself. They can watch over me. I can watch over them. Everybody knows the rules, the path. We have to simply apply it every day, all day long, every morning lesson, every preparation.
I don't know what to say about this. Our work is the same work. It'll be the same work until Gmar Tikkun. We have to brush our hearts against each other and not to be afraid of the friction and to give as many examples as possible externally and prayer internally, and the light will help us.
We need to take an example from Rav. He must have felt when he ordered this lesson, he felt that's what we have to work with. And I can see that after yesterday's workshop and today's, it's crystallized in me. Maybe a few days the desire will run away and I'll have to bring it back. But it gives us an example that if we identify that there's something that you have to operate in the general soul, and we take out these source materials, and that's what we work with.
From the efforts that we do, especially on the morning lesson, to discover the collective kli, the common kli, only through these efforts can we see the opposite in order to turn to the source for him to arrange the picture correctly. We can't change anything, we can only ask.
Yeah, we have to be here with utmost attention to the attitude I have for the friends. How much we can grow them, even more than how great they are. How many such spaces, niches I revealed I have to cover. If we're constantly in the place of work, we have to feel the light, the darkness, these states where there's what to work with, what to cover. This is the adventure. This is the work that's appreciated because we give contentment to the Creator. Just don't stay frozen, indifferent. Constantly be in this movement, in the attitude, in the relationship between us.
To say the truth, I feel that we have to let the criticism go. To adhere to Rav, the writings, to go above reason and faith of sages, to shut our eyes and jump.
Yeah, with respect to the inside, don't ignore anything that's happening, don't sweep it under the rug, don't say it doesn't exist, don't hide behind slogans, but externally you have to be the slogan incarnate to show the greatness of the goal, importance, give them confidence in the ability to attain the quality of bestowal.
Rav, according to the rule of love covers all crimes, what qualities do I want to have in the friend? Suppose we're building a ten. What's the main thing that should be in each and every one of the friends?
So, in addition to the qualities in each and every friend, the one he was born with, he should have the quality, all the qualities of the spiritual work, of annulment, of inclusion, intermingling, the intention above himself. He should bring out his inner point and serve it to the ten. And we'll include it with the other points in the heart of the others.
Annulment, enlivenment, joy. The main thing is to give the friends uplifted spirits.
What a great question. It awakens the friends. And I'm starting to look, to think of the friends, the inner images. What would you change? What would you add? Each one, however he is, with all his flavors and his qualities, a little, you know, bent stature. That's exactly what we need. I want to ask for each one the additional patience and perseverance. Persistence, those two qualities you can never have enough of.
We have to take an example from Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. As long as they had a point in the heart, he took them as is. This is what the Creator gave us in order to reach perfection.
Rav, how do we check that in the friends have this quality of love covers all transgressions, that they have the correct attitude both to the good and to the bad, the light and the darkness? Since this is the main thing.
Hard to say how you examine the friends, but in relation to the previous question, what I thought was that the more extremes there are in the ten, the more the potential, the greater the potential to discover the Creator. I think that this was about.
I don't know, don't run away. Come to the lesson daily. Decide to have a meal. Raise a l'chaim. And each attitude between us is a place for work.
The Creator is examining myself and my friends. And like Amit said, the measure of patience, perseverance, this is the most important thing.
The examination should be how much I see that they have these things, and when I don't see it, is my attitude is corrupt, and that's a place for demanding correction.
The examination is to see behind the concealments how much you're going to really feel the points in their heart, to correctly relate to them and to cover with love all my distorted corporeal vision, and this is what I need them for, to have what to work on. Otherwise, there's lots of static place and nothing new is created.
The way to check is in my will to receive. How much am I capable of coming out of the states? Because I only come out thanks to them. That should be, give me the strength of investing in them. That's it.
I don't know. To look for it at the friends all the time, to see the greatness and importance that they have for the goal, for Rav, the path, the way, and they show how they overcome the darkness, the crimes, how they're constantly making an effort to cover it. And you can examine that only in active adhesion with the friends.
I think, Rav, how do we grow the connection, the love, the importance of the goal, the importance of bestowal, on top of all those opposite states? How do we work on it methodically, each one and everyone together in the ten?
No?
פה גם דוגמה אישית וגם ערבות, שאני אראה שכולנו בזה, גם לי...
Just an example and ערבות.
גם על ידי שמזכירים אחד לשני...
Also by reminding one another where all those states come from, come to us, why... And the friend is impressed by it, mainly emotionally, that the Creator sends him these states out of love. And then consequently he can gradually build the midline that's made of these two lines together.
By mutually bestowing to each other, influencing one another, we have to increase the importance of the goal of bestowal, and then everything falls into place correspondingly.
Yeah, I hope that with the help of the friends, I'll fulfill all the plans, but I made a plan up to the until the Congress, how to work on every friend in the ten, how to open the heart towards him, how to buy his heart, simple things. But I see that it's hard to even do that.
Excerpt number 4.
שהסכימו שהתייהדו לקבוצה אחת
Those people agreed to unite into a single group that engages in love of friends is that each of them feels that they have one desire that can unite all their views so as to receive the strength of love of others. There is a famous maxim by our sages. As their faces differ, their views differ. Thus, those who agreed among them to unite into a group understood that there isn't such a great distance between them in the sense that they recognize the necessity to work in love of others. Therefore, each of them will be able to make concessions in favor of the others and they can unite around them. And they can unite around that. Again, those people agreed to unite into a single group that engages in love of friends is that each of them feels that they have one desire that can unite all their views so as to receive the strength of love of others. There is a famous maxim by our sages. As their faces differ, their views differ. Thus, those who agreed among them to unite into a group understood that there isn't such a great distance between them in the sense that they recognize the necessity to work in love of others. Therefore, each of them will be able to make concessions in favor of the others, and they can unite around that.
יוכלו להתאחד.
מה עלינו לעשות?
What should we do? In order that what we have every morning we'll be able to correct until the evening, so tomorrow we'll have a truly new day. Truly, and not just one revelation of the earth. Tomorrow will be a new day, meaning we'll receive a new desire, a new burdening of the heart, everything new. And begin to work with it already the following day. We finish every day our daily portion that the Creator gives us every day, our ego, evidence of the heart, the separation between us. How do we realize it throughout the day? Make these days as truly spiritual days. How do we do it?
This is the $1 million question. How to do it? But I think that dealing with how is also important. Not to leave it at rest, to demand, even though that we don't exactly know what, how, but to be occupied by it in the lesson, outside of the lesson, the environment that we have to enlarge in our eyes. It's the friends, but it's also the sources that we have to be included in. It's all one package. And we have to find ways of how to turn it into something more relevant after 6 a.m.
If we had enough efforts in the lesson to connect in order to demand the reforming light, the upper force to clothe in the connection between us, and you would feel in it a certain maybe new taste, and then that would give us enough fuel for the day to try and work on it. So this day can be utilized spiritually, and tomorrow we can find a more advanced efficiency, a new degree.
Rav's giving us an opportunity to turn the bitter into sweet, that we weren't able to do it to this day. No problem. It's just the will to receive telling us that, look, you can't do it, but we have to accumulate all our forces into this day and make the efforts, all the possible efforts. And we'll do it together and we'll succeed.
I'm sorry, but we can talk nice, say nice words, but bottom line, there are no actions. No actions during the day. Everything is just, just talk. Saturday, how they hold you all day in it, even when you go to sleep, you're in the work. So we have framework. We decided at least on one. Select few of the world leaders to do that. We have a gathering of friends tonight. It's an opportunity. We have opportunities. We have to take it. Hands and feet. First of all, the anchors. The rest is kind of nonsense.
I'm your Shatz. I'm inviting you to join me internally every hour. When I read a passage and think about it, and when we meet on Zoom, where I will read the excerpts for the next day. And throughout the week, we have wonderful opportunities to unite all of mankind. We have lots of play. There are lots of things that we can do in order to advance.
As much as we would accumulate the forces for the lesson, especially through the prayer, that will be our fuel for the day.
I think that this is a good time for everyone to commit to making efforts throughout the day, and so I'm committed.
Rav, how do I search in the friend flaws, blemishes, in order to turn them into points of connection and love? If it says love covers all transgressions, so how do I find those armors, those transgressions, and how do I work with them in order to turn them into connection and love? Otherwise, we're indifferent to one another. The connection starts from hate, the rejection.
It's possible to see flaws in the friend when you really want to love him. When I want to connect to him, when I want for him to succeed, then you find some kind of wall distance there, something that doesn't allow you to come close. And if we're not indifferent, don't take a risk, but this is what we're trying to cope, deal with, and put this as a mirror for myself and my friend, and to try and connect there and talk about it. And then these are the flaws that are revealed.
I see that there are no flaws in the friends. I guess I'm in the second state Rav described, where all these flaws are in me. I don't want to connect with the friends. The friends want to embrace me and love me.
The Creator, He is the good that does good. And we can see that example in the ocean of flaws that we see each and every moment. The problem is when it's a really burning flaw that burns you, then to turn that into a demand for this, you really need reforming light. A person can't do it on his own, and he won't remember that it's really good. And therefore, again, it's to increase the influence of the environment over you as much as possible in order to allow you to demand when possible.
And after all those years on the path, they say, make a list and start looking for flaws in the friends. It doesn't only bring up resistance, but also in practice, it places you.
But I'm searching for these flaws in order to turn them into love, into connection. I'm not just heating myself up against the friends, but I approach it with the middle line, with the left line, through the left line. That's the difference. Please talk about it. How do you come to the correct examination, criticism against the friends about how happy I am to find flaws in them? These are actually my own flaws. And then this way, I discover more and more discernments to correct. My own discernments.
It sounds like in order to carry out this advice that we heard also yesterday, we have to reach a state where we see things a little outside of myself, a little or maybe a lot higher, see it from the bird's eye view. Ahead of time, I'm coming in order to find flaws, in order to love. Just like when I come to my child, and I'm thinking how to change this chunk of meat to a human that knows how to love and take flaws and by himself to convert them. So I'm looking for those blemishes that will allow me to love him and advance him.
It's time to be thankful for all the sarcasm, for everything that we see and show, and to be sure of the friend's intentions and to really exert yourself in that direction. Today we have the opportunity to do it.
Rav, any questions? From abroad, from here.
So what is the order of work in inner search?
I want to increase my love, my connection with the others. I know you can't just do it just like that. I sit idly by, and then, according to my nature, I understand that what eggs me on the most is the revelation of my ego in various ways, either against the others or against myself. Well, sometimes I find myself burning from shame. I failed some things, so consequently I approach the search of those flaws. What I don't like about the friends, I criticize the 10, each and every one, and in that I discover my places of disconnection from them that I have to cover then with connection. Connection means love. So it turns out that such an examination, when I approach it, it's in order to correct something, it's a correction in and of itself. That's something we have to do before each and every degree. It's like saying the slichot, the asking for forgiveness, atonement before every new year, a new degree. That we check these things in order to correct them. And in that, you also have each shall help his friend. There are many things in that.
מה זה לחסות אותם בקשר?
What does it mean to cover it with connection?
In order to scrutinize the evil, cover it with good. So the good and the bad will be like one that covers the other. Love covers all transgressions, and all these transgressions are there so that love can be revealed above them according to the transgressions.
I found a flaw in the friend that is actually a flaw in me. What exactly do I ask for? Not to see the flaw?
No, God forbid.
So what then?
On the contrary, you have to be glad, rejoice about these flaws and torments. I'm happy about the wicked that are revealed.
But what do I ask for?
Now I'm asking for additional power of correction, that despite this flaw, which the Creator created, it's from the same source, now I discover the necessity for bringing to it the force of connection, of the force of good, of love, so that both of them will exist together. Together is already spirituality. I stand firmly on both my feet, and I know this flaw, and I know how I can cover it. And they both work equally, almost. Practically, I'm sorry.
The request is, on the one hand, to keep seeing the flaw, but on the other hand, due to this flaw, to love the friend even more.
Yeah, yes, and these two qualities are revealed, and each one points to his friend, his companion, and from the two, I see how the middle line is built. They're like a scientist, like an investigator, maturely understanding creation from both of these sides. And in the middle line, I'm in adhesion with the Creator. We're both good and bad are just a means in order to reach adhesion. More?
Rav, скажите, пожалуйста, какой механизм этой работы? То есть, делается.
What is the mechanism in this work? Suppose we see a certain flaw in the friend. I understand that it's a flaw in me. Probably also have to agree that it's the Creator standing behind the friend, and that all of these are actually my flaws, and then probably gratitude, prayer. What is that gradual mechanism? What is the order of actions in this work?
I try to be in the quality of bestowal and connection and love, above the quality of hate, rejection, and distancing. And I want to feel both. In both, I wish to exist. And certainly, I am in this inner split. I'm unable to. I'm like a child, or maybe like a regular person, as we can see, either on this side or on that side, either left or right. I want to be in both. Between these two, I find the truth that it's neither, rather the Creator, His uniqueness. There I find the correct answer, the correct eternal connection. This has to be clarified in each one and in all of us together, but at least in each and every one for the time being. Try and see that it's built for you what we call faith above reason.
So what follows is that I see flaws in the left line as if, in the right line I see wholeness and perfection of these qualities, and the middle line is the prayer as a means for connection with the Creator. because the flaws and the perfection, they don't mutually annul each other, and from that you build a prayer, right?
Also, in this way, I'm not going to give you more answers. You want to bring it down to corporeality, you know, superficiality, and I can't answer that. I want this to bring you up. Willness?
Rob, what is a flaw?
Flaw is something that I don't like, according to my ego and a friend. This is a flaw.
Minsk. Это работа, такая, которую я делаю сам, наедине с собой.
The work that I do with myself. How not to fall into the ego doing it. How not to stay inside myself. Where's the group in this work?
Do it individually first. We'll talk about the group later. You should first have an impression in general from all these actions, and then we'll talk about the connection above those actions.
Ashkelon.
Rav, during the workshop, you asked us, how do we realize everything that we got today throughout the day?
Yeah, you need to finish working with the entire ego that you have, that portion, that quota that's revealed in you. All of that ego, you have to realize it, implement it until the end of the day, and tomorrow receive a new ego.
So, it follows that during the morning lesson we get a new ego?
During the morning lesson, you learn how to work with the ego that you must reveal during the day and correct. Then, you will reach a state where and they shall be as new in your eyes, since each day is truly a new degree.
What you just said, Rob, if I understand correctly, the flaws is what I discover in myself, work on it myself, and love is what we collect in the group?
Yes, for the time being, it's correct.
And in relation to what we're supposed to do during the day, there are many flaws that you see in the friends throughout the day. I have to build a prayer and vikut above it and to reveal love on the next degree during the day. It has to happen throughout the day, or
this has to happen during the day and reach a conclusion at the end of the day when you go to sleep and you're done with all the friends. You're simply finished. You justify them, you connect with them. You're truly whole. Complete. In the morning you wake up. You don't really know. You come here. Somehow you're still you receive a little bit more of the method of correction. It appears to you a little more of it in a new way, and accordingly you begin to discover new flaws, and that's how you advance towards a new day. This is called a day.
Is it possible to say that now I'll come out of the lesson, I write down a list of flaws, what I don't like about the friends, and every time I try to overcome that, and the evening I have to end the day in love and adhesion?
You want to end with love and adhesion during the day, each time a flaw is revealed in the friend, and you're seemingly looking for it. And you understand that this flaw is in you.
And you're looking for ways to correct it, and that's why a friend is an indication. It's a sign. A friend is a sign that if you see any flaws in him, it's a sign that the flaw is in you and you're asking for correction over your flaw. And then during the day, you correct yourself. Above, or rather on top of all the friends. Then you make the day worthwhile. Dude, you're not happy?
Is a person supposed to succeed at it, or...
No, succeed. Why not? I have to succeed.
Succeed in what? In loving the friend?
Yes, reach love. I demand of the Creator to help me see, help me understand, help me position these things correctly, since as my flaws or the friend's, and I'm asking for correction. That's how I come to him. I want to reach love. What am I waiting for? I want these corrections on the spot. Well, I'll wait for the Messiah.
Peter.
Good morning, everyone. When we say flaws, it's what stands in our way of building the wholeness and perfection of the friends through of the Creator through the friends. Sometimes during the day, the friends' importance of the goal, they lose.
That also be a flaw. I'm not gonna detail those things. You're gonna look for them. Those things. You're gonna become an expert. I'm not getting into all these scrutinies. You need to be prepared sufficiently to make the scrutiny. What is a flaw in the friend? That is a flaw in me, and I'm asking the Creator to correct my attitude towards the friend until I will reach love for him. This is the way to measure my correction, that I truly corrected myself.
Novosibirsk.
Good morning, Rav. Usually during the day, you're cooking inside these scrutinies, inside the flaws, and you come to the lesson. On a higher level and reach new scrutiny. The question is how to be above this. In appreciation of the situation, where was I and my flaws and the hate and this and that, and then I can come to the friends and I see that I've risen a bit above it, that I'm more connected with them, or I have to be above it all. Meaning to be connected with the Creator, not to be cooking inside the situations themselves, but
my attitude with the Creator and the friends are maintaining that connection with the Creator. Everything I do in order to reach adhesion. Okay, enough. Let us go to the next lesson, otherwise it will be too much.
Moving on to the next part, and let's sing a song.
יש קול שמתעורר מבפנים מבקש את הטעם שבחיים האיסורים והמחובים כל שנות החיים למי אנו מהנים ואם נקשיב לכל הקריאה לא נסחף בהבלי הבריאה נגיע לפתרון אחידה על כל הפשעים תכסה אהבה
בזמן התפילה זמן של חיבור זמן של בחירה ושיר שעולה ונשמע הולך ונגלה מתוך הדממה החברים עומדים